Now, back to Eye on Travel.
Peter Greenberg here, back with you as Eye on Travel continues from the Armory Hotel right here in Bozeman, Montana. Of course, you can always reach me. You email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go to some of your emails. One from Dee Dee who says, you said that you should book your car at the local rental car office in the city I'm renting the car from. I tried that multiple times and the person proceeds to tell me they cannot book it and they give me the 800 number to do so. I then speak to someone from another country. Well, I have no idea which rental car company you're talking to, but that's not how it works. Every rental car company has offices in most major cities. And if you go online, they're of course they're going to try to get you over to their 800 number, which is a national clearinghouse. That's the number you don't want. The number you do want is the local franchisee who has the best, you know, they have the best figure on the availability of their fleet and the availability of their cars and the best way to negotiate. And it's a very simple solution to go find the local office. Anybody can give you that number. So let me know if you're having a problem, but it shouldn't be a problem. You mentioned that you're going to be needing a car at the Orlando airport soon and would appreciate any help. Well, you know what? Even on the Orlando airport website, they have local numbers. But remember, I'm not telling you to rent the car at the airport. I'm telling you to rent the car at the local office in Orlando. There's the difference, okay? Anybody who rents a car at the airport is paying a higher price because their rents are higher at the airport. There are other surcharges that they don't have in city locations. I hope that's helpful. Please let me know what's going on, okay? Here's one from... Oh, not named. Okay, but it says, can you help me? My friend wants to take her 18-year-old grandson to Cancun from March 20th to March 25th. She would like to know if it will be crowded and how are the safety issues. Okay. Well, I think I know why the 18-year-old son wants to go. It's called spring break. Of course it's going to be crowded and it'll be more expensive. My suggestion, which probably the 18-year-old doesn't want to hear, is do what my parents used to do with me. Go a week after spring break, or a week after Thanksgiving, or a week after New Year's. I mean, that's when the deals are. You'll have better service, better times. But otherwise, if they're just looking for that Corona six-pack experience, count me out. I'm not going to give you any advice on that at all. But if you asked if it's going to be crowded, yes. Safety issues, no different than any other location where you have large crowds. Pack common sense. And that you'll be fine. All right. I'm not worried about crime. I'm just worried about stupidity. All right. Now, here's one that came in from someone named Tim. I'm going to read what he wrote and then I'm going to try to give him a thoughtful answer. He said, what do you do besides fly a lot, spend money, and spout BS? I'm a retired cook. All I have is Social Security. After I pay bills, I essentially live in poverty. I have a problem with people like you. Well, Tim, let me try to give you an answer that will hopefully be helpful. I'm not retired. I actually work. In fact, I fly a lot as a working journalist. Everybody wants my job until they find out what my schedule is. Right? You know, I go to Beirut for 3 hours, then I come back. I'm there to work. I'm not on the beach with a pina colada stuck up my nose. I'm not asking for anybody's sympathy. I'm just asking for you to understand how I do my job and why I do my job. And I actually do my job for folks like you who are certainly on a budget. And I want you to know that even if you're living on Social Security, there are affordable, fascinating, wonderful, fulfilling travel options available to you and everybody else. And I'm happy to suggest them. So you have my email. It's peter@petergreenberg.com. If you're listening to the show, this is not BS. Write me. Be as thoughtful to me as I am to you right now. And give me your wish list. Tell me where you want to go, and I will help you get there. That's the bottom line here. You don't want to spend any more money than anybody else. And it's not about, you know, living a life of luxury. I'm literally traveling on 4 days a week on a plane to be able to do this show and report, hopefully intelligently, about the process of travel so that people can make reasonable and informed and hopefully intelligent decisions. So I understand your situation, I think. I even understand your attitude, but I'm going to try to change that by helping you do the reason why you're listening to this show in the first place, hopefully to give you some ideas and some options about how, where, when, and intelligently to travel. So I'm looking forward to getting your email. And for everybody else listening out there, remember, I'm not talking about lovely London or beautiful Bermuda or how wonderful it is to be on a luxury cruise ship. That's not what I do. I'm all about the process of travel. You know, there are about 47 different points of abuse waiting for you from the moment you decide to go somewhere to the time you struggle back hoping that your bags are on the same flight that you were. And if I'm doing my job, and hopefully if I'm doing my job well, I'm giving you the information you need to know before you ever make that reservation so that you either mitigate or eliminate those 47 points of abuse and that you can actually enjoy the trip, you can have a deep immersion, and you can come back fulfilled and wanting to do it all over again. So to Tim and everybody else out there, please understand I gave my information in that spirit, and I hope to get it back. When we come back, more from the Armory Hotel here in Bozeman, Montana, before I get on another plane and fly out again. Back right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back.